Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning and hello. You're listening to the melodious tones of Tony Salvatore. This is Tony Salvatore MySpace. Hear more. Well, today we have a special guest. I had the privilege of performing with this week at the Friars Club. You know, that's the best thing about being a friar, all these talents that you come upon that you go, wow, where have these people been and why haven't I heard about them? Which is why I do a show like this. It's just to find out about special people like this young woman. Bria Schoenberg. She's a New York-based trumpeter, vocalist, songwriter, and she's been performing for a lot of years. I'm not going to say how many, because she's a kid. Originally from Chilliwack, B.C., Canada, she's been a band leader and guest artist all over North America, Europe, China, and Japan. She's known for her knowledge of classic jazz, and she's created a style of her own, rooted in swampy New Orleans and blues with swing, pop, and world music influences. Oh, man, she's garnered several accolades. In 2009, she was selected International Young Artist Showcase at the Jazz at Juan Festival in Antibes, France. She received CBC Jazz Award of Merit. She's been presented with the Kobe Jazz Street Friendship Award at the Brenda Jazz Festival in Holland. This girl gets around. Next Generation of Jazz, and as a guest in Riverwalk Jazz with Jim Cullum Band, and featured performing the opening ceremonies of the 2010 Paralympic Games in Vancouver. Well, I don't want to give away everything that she's done, but I know she's on the line. Bria, if you're listening, I know you're listening, but I want to give them a pet manger, as they say, of Bria before we even start. Now, let me just see if I can unfreeze the spinny wheel here, and we'll get to it. Bria has also performed with numerous great jazz musicians as well, like Bucky Pizzarelli. That's one. Nicholas Payton, Vince Giordano, Wycliffe Gordon, Howard Alden, and Scott Robinson. She's also an advocate for young musicians, serving as a teacher, clinician, and performer at several venues and band camps, as well as programming and narrating and performing educational shows for students K through college. Where does she find the time? That's what I want to know. And as soon as I unstick here, I will play you some. I might have to just fudge a little and let's see. Okay, it's good. It unstuck. We're having one of those weird moon days with the internet, and she's just lovely, and just not only that, she's a very lovely person and a great performer. The fact that she sings, plays the trumpet, the ukulele, and let's just have a taste of her to start our show. And Bria, if you'll just hold on a little bit, I'll try and pick the trumpet.
Buy me flowers and take me out on the
fine. You even know how to order wine. And you look me in the eye to know what's on my mind. But that's not your concern. There's no rule. I'm not one that likes to keep score. Nothing lost, nothing learned. Don't be a fool. Back of your mind, 'cause it is what it is, just is what it is, it is what it is.
Okay, the chat room. All right, everybody's coming into the chat room now. Sorry, chat room, my switchboard was freezing. Okay, Fast Eddie's in the chat room, Heavenly Angel, Wacko Bob. I don't know if you have your computer on, but there, I have a chat room as well that people join during the show. Okay, Bria, that was great.
Thank you so much.
That it's just so fantastic because I'm not going to believe you because I guess you were like, what? You said how many years you've been playing, and I didn't want to say that because you're not that old.
So, well, thank you. That's right. That's very polite of you.
Let's start. No, it's not polite at all. You're not old. let's start. Okay. It's great that you sing now. You're up to here, but let's backtrack a little. Mm-hmm. How old were you when you picked up your first instrument?
Well, I started on the piano. I grew up in Chilliwack, British Columbia, to a very supportive family, not musicians, but just loved music, loved dancing. So I started playing the piano when I was about 7 or 8 years old, and seventh grade band, we had to try out some instruments. They told me to play the trombone, actually, but my dad had played a little bit of trumpet back in high school, so he pushed me in that direction. So since the time I was 12, picked it up, seventh grade band.
12? So you never, you played piano before then? Did you actually, were you good as a child? Were you a protege, or?
I don't consider myself a prodigy. I think I had a lot of fun with it. I think my first piano teacher was always kind of mystified by the way that I would like to take what she taught me and then jazz it up in my own kind of way, make it my own even at that time. But I think I had a really, really fun, supportive environment that I was learning music in. That's what made me
succeed. Yeah, and so... So that's it. But you were like you were a child, basically, and you just started to play. I mean, you just seventh grade. Okay, trumpet. Okay, I'm thinking I have with my basic music because I was a high school band person too. But with my basic music, seventh grade, you start the trumpet. I could see the piano it making sense to you because what is that? The key is C? Well, no, is it B flat?
Sure.
C.
Yeah, no, the piano is really the key to the universe. Anybody who wants to pick up a musical instrument should learn piano. It really helped me, learn the note names, learn the stuff about rhythm and reading music before I got into the trumpet, which is quite honestly not a very natural thing to do. To shove your face into a piece of metal and try to...
Well, you make it seem so natural. It's like nothing. It's like you're sipping a Slurpee or a Coke or something. The way you pick it up, oh, yeah, this thing here. And then you make these terrific sounds come out of it. And now I'm going to sing. And
I've had some good teachers. I've had some good teachers. And that's, in my hometown, it was grade 7 band and into a jazz band, into a marching band, into a Dixieland band, and then encouragement to follow it on through post-secondary. So I actually got my degree in trumpet performance. And
where did you go to school?
In Vancouver, British Columbia. That was it was an hour and a half away from where I grew up, and that was my big move when I was 17. So
wow. There must have been a teacher or some a music teacher along the way that said, because let's face it, those of us who have been in high school band or junior high band, we know what it really sounds like when it starts off, but there must have been someone along the way who said, hey, wait a minute.
I think the trumpet is a very humbling instrument, and it'll be that way for the rest of my life. One of the reasons I moved to New York was to study with this wonderful cornetist named Warren Bache. He played with Benny Goodman. He played with Rosemary Clooney. He helped start the program at Juilliard, and now he lives in New Jersey, and I go to see him every couple of weeks. And he's really been the person to set me straight in most recently.
Well, I think, but in high school, did you think in high school that your band teacher, how did you get, to know what college I should go to?
There's not a lot of choices?
Not a lot of choices. Are you saying you're a local girl and you just went local?
No, I am.
Which I'm all in favor of, by the way.
Yeah. No. I just some good teachers, good counselors at the school, and that was a pretty big move at that time for me to go to pack up and move to Vancouver without any friends or family.
Oops, the out just came out there. Out.
Yeah.
You've been outed, Canadian. The thing now you went there, then the singing part, where did this come in?
I've always loved singing, of course. I mean, I was very shy about it. But I did a musical. We did the production of Grease when I was 15 years old, and I got to play the part of Sandy, probably just because I'm blonde, I don't know. So I did the musical in ninth grade, and then I had a band through high school that featured kind of traditional jazz music, and so I had a chance to do that there as well as play trumpet. And I also sang with a big band for several years. And singing...
But you had me in high school and college doing this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To college, you were singing. You were...
Definitely. Well, fortunately, that was my job. I was hustling gigs the whole time as going to these classes. But that's what essentially what they should be doing. I mean, when you go to music school... There's not necessarily a job waiting for you on the other side. So it's the connections that you make while you're going to school that will enable you to continue on afterwards.
So you were basically at even in college at a professional level performing.
Yes, yeah, I was booking gigs with my band. I mean, at 17, 18, I remember calling up these festivals and saying, "Hi, I'm Bria Conberg, and I have this band called the 51st 8 from BC, and can we apply for your festival?" And just literally just sent them a package and so on. I credit my parents, I had a lot of different interests that I could have gone into, but music was certainly the most challenging, probably why I chose it. My parents just said, you know what, get a degree and make it pay and learn about the business side of things too. So,
and what did your parents do? What was their background?
They're at this point they're retired. They're teachers.
Well, now, but back then when you were...
Yeah, my mom taught learning assistants for elementary school kids, and my dad was an administrator at school. So he did junior high, which is very brave, and then ended up at elementary school too. So they've taught quite a lot of people out of that district.
That's terrific. And yeah, the fact that you now you also you teach kids. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I love, you know, I travel quite a bit, so I haven't had time to get regular students, but I do in the summer. I spend a couple weeks at the Sacramento Traditional Jazz Camp. Yes, it's band camp. I love band camp because that's where I went. I actually went to the camp when I was 16 years old on a sponsorship from the Vancouver Dixon and Jazz Society, and then I became a counselor, and now I'm a full faculty member at this wonderful camp in Sacramento in the summer. And from that, I've just I've expanded to if I go into a city to do a concert or a show, I will ask, is there a local school program that I can go into to do maybe a workshop or to work with a band or perhaps some trumpet students? So that's kind of the way that I'm approaching it right now. I would like to do more one-on-one teaching here in New York. So if anybody wants to.
So tell us about that song that I, the song I just played.
Yeah.
Keep me in the back of your mind.
That song always cracks me up. I wrote it at a time when I was particularly single and sassy, and feeling. So I find a lot of people like that one. It's really fun to play and sing. And on that recording, man, you hear the trombone soloist is Wycliffe Gordon, who is an awesome force of nature, and he just really, really nailed it. The saxophone player is Victor Goins. He plays with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra and an amazing cast of other guys on that CD. So that's the first. That's
so tell
the
us
first
about
song.
Now you have this new CD. Tell us about the CD.
Yeah, that's the first song on a CD that I just put out April 24th. We were at the Iridium Jazz Club, thanks to Scott Barberino and Park Avenue.
And by the way, for those of you, because I have people up, and I'm not ignoring you, chat room, my spinny rainbow wheel is stuck, so I'm not ignoring you. What? There
Uh-oh.
We go. All right. Did it unstick? Okay, hi, everyone. Now I can click. Okay, hi, everybody. Everybody, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. I see you on there. Fast Eddie's on there. And we'll get back to you, Bria. Heavenly Angel, Rudy Kisley, T.L. Walker, Wacko Bob. You've got three other radio shows listening to you right now, Bria.
Oh,
all right.
Hi, everybody.
So let's back up so they know who you are. And let me get rid of some of these things going on here on my craziness. And so we've got Bria Skodenberg. I always want to pronounce it with an accent. Skodenberg. And on here with her new CD. So she's telling us about her new CD. Go. The title is?
The title is So Is the Day. And it features a lot of original music that, you know, I've got a repertoire of New Orleans, kind of traditional jazz background. I also love world music, so I've included percussion. There's obviously some pop influences. I have grown up in the 80s and 90s, and there's a lot of that in there, too. So there's 9 original songs, 3 covers done in our own way. We do a Joni Mitchell. We do an Irving Berlin number and a classical piece. It's released on Random Act Records, which is where anybody can find it, randomactrecords.com.
Random Act Records.
Yes, and the best part about that label, the producers, Scott and Elias and his wife, Steve, the Random Act part of the label is that 10% of all the proceeds go to the charity of the artist's choosing. And so we give to the Jazz Foundation of America, which is an incredible program, education and helping musicians in need. So there's so much about a good energy and paying it forward with this disc. But the disc itself was an amazing project to put together. It includes some great
players. You have a lot
players.
Of famous people on it, too.
The biggest one, I do a duet on original song with John Pizzarelli, who's a wonderful guitarist, vocalist, and guy that I had actually met almost 2 years ago playing at the Victoria Jazz Festival. If you can believe it, I had my quartet. We had gotten into the Victoria Jazz Festival in BC just as a group playing, you know, in the restaurant in the lobby. And he was staying there headlining that night and struck up a conversation with my bassist. We said, oh, do you want to come by and sit in later on? And I kid you not, he sat in with our quartet for 2 hours just playing tunes, just singing songs, and we had a heck of a good time. So fortunately, when this project came along, he answered the call and came in and was really cool and did the song.
Well, They, you mean they volunteered or they just said?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm sure he was compensated.
Oh, I see, because your music producer did all that.
Yes.
Random.
Random act.
And what's the website to find out more information, too? Give us your website.
Randomactrecords.com.
That's ABT Records.
Yeah, and there's a link to it on my page, which is my full name, BriaSkomberg.com. If you'd like, you can Google Bria plus trumpet, and it'll come up. It's easier than trying to spell my last name. So.
Well, I'm going to play something fun now, so get your cup of coffee. And this is dedicated to, I guess, where Bria is from, everyone. Okay, you can hear it? Okay. All right, they can hear it. All right, here we go. And this is Chilliwack Cheer.
Yay, thank you.
Here we go. Well, maybe. Hold on, Bria. Oh, click away from me. Sorry, it's freezing. It's coming, people. It's coming. Here it comes. mention that, but that's her. Wow, the chat room is all, hi, Wacko Bob. Is someone calling me from 425? Let me know who you are before I pick it up. What area code is that? Do you know by any chance? Okay, I'm going to take a chance. Don't be crazy now if I say hello. Be nice. Hello, you're on the air. Who's calling?
Hello, this is Heavenly Angel.
Oh, hi, Heavenly Angel. Okay. Okay, you're not a crazy person. Thank you. I never know, Bria, who I'm going to get. Do you have a question for our Bria?
Yes, I want to know when you're going to be in Seattle. I see on Facebook you're heading this way.
Yeah, I just made that event. Yes, I'm coming out on May 23rd to 26th, starting in Portland on the Thursday night, May 24th. I'll be in Seattle at, I'm doing a swing dance, actually, at the Russian Hall. I believe it's only $15. It's a Hefcat swing production thing. And on Sunday and Saturday night, I'm a featured guest at Camp Jitterbug, which is also a huge nationwide Lindy Hop event. I'll be featured with my good friend Casey McGill. So, yeah, if you have any more questions, just shoot me an email.
Join her Facebook page, Heavenly Angel. Join her Facebook page.
Oh, yes, I did. I'm enjoying the show, too. Unfortunately, right now, we can't hear you on the radio on Blog Talk, but I can hear you on
it
the phone.
It says still no sound. It's Blog Talk. It's okay, Bria, this is archived, and what they do is they hear you on the phone. They call in, and they can hear you on the phone. Sorry about that. I have no idea why Blog Talk's that's going on. Maybe it's, I'm in a chat room. It says still no sound. No, a couple people have sound. A couple people say they have sound. And we're going here. So tell me if you have sound, chat room, because there's a lot of people in the chat room. Isn't she fantastic, Heavenly?
Yes, I'm thoroughly enjoying her.
Are you going to go see her?
Having me today.
All right,
really
thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Heavenly.
Call.
Okay. I never know who's going to be online when I do that. They're having problems. But the chat room is full. So
I'm reading it, too. I've got it up here. So I'd like to thank Rudy for that.
Oh, you can see it. Okay, great. Yeah, great. You had Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. She does a lot of have you played for any soundtracks for films yet?
Not yet. I don't think so. No?
No?
Not
what?
Yet. Not yet.
Rudy, that's not a question. Feed a family of four. What kind of cheese pizza do that a musician can't feed a family of four? Well, you'd be surprised. Don't pick on her. She's so nice.
Hey,
and you're so unassuming on top of that. Oh, you have another call. Is that the same call? Did she log out? No, it must be her still. Maybe she's still on. Oh, she's listening. All right, Heavenly, I see what you're doing. You're calling in and listening from there. Thank you. That's so nice of you. See, so my guests are all around the world. I think part of Wacko Bob might be from Australia. Fast Eddie, are you from Florida? I've got Florida, Seattle. Sharonicus. I don't know. Is that a friend of yours, Sharonicus? But it's great.
Know.
It's great what you're doing with the music. And tell us about your tour so anybody listening knows.
Sure. Yep, that's coming up May 23rd to 26th. I just made a Facebook invite, and, of course, all the information's on my website. I'll be in Portland at the Ivory's Jazz Club in 2 weeks, and Seattle and in Vancouver, B.C., going to see my home crowd at the Cellar Jazz Club. I'm really looking forward to that. For anyone in New York, I've got a concert on May 21st by the City Bechet Society. It's at the Hunter College Play Theater, and it's going to be wonderful. It features they always put together a really incredible group, and I'm featured with Dave Bennett, clarinetist, Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, kind of a connoisseur. Bucky Pizzarelli is playing guitar. Jackie Williams
playing drums.
Oh, it's going to be a party. Derek Smith on piano and Frank Tate on bass. So that's Monday, May 21st.
Terrific.
Really,
hey, you've got another caller on the line, Wacko Bob.
Okay.
Another radio show is calling in. Okay. Hi, Wacko.
How you doing? And actually, I ended my radio show early so I could be here for this interview.
Oh, thank you, Wacko. Thank you. Do you have a question for our guest? For a comment?
Actually, I mainly jumped on so I could actually listen to the show because I'm having a hard time with the sound, actually.
I know. It's, something's going on with that. But it's all archived, so we're great. But Wacko Bob, tell us your times of your radio show.
Oh, well, you can hear my show, Wacko in the Morning. Best variety show there is every Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a good time with that one. And We talk about anything and everything. And
and you might even play some of her music on your show. Who knows?
Actually, I might.
That sounds really fun. Yeah, I'd love to listen to it, and I'll be joining you sometime.
Oh, definitely. You know, we would definitely take you on for an interview and everything here as well. I actually have an old girlfriend that actually loves old-time jazz and everything and plays the trumpet herself.
She's like
really?
a fresh breath of jazz. That's what I call her, fresh breath of jazz. All right, Wacko, I want to get some more of her songs in before we go. So thank you for calling in and keep listening. I'll put you back on hold.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
How nice. I've got all these people. So they're listening by phone. That's how much my fans, that's how great my fans are. They will listen by phone when there's problems with the internet. But this is archived, and it stays up. And, oh, by the way, Bria, congratulations.
Yep.
This episode was chosen by Blog Talk Radio to be a featured episode. So
great.
Let me see. What else do I have of you here? Oh,
well,
I like
speaking
this
of,
one. Well, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. What do you
I was going to say, speaking of being a fan, I just want to say thank you for having me and having invited me to the Friars Club last Monday.
You were phenomenal.
What an awesome show that was. There was maybe 8 guests. Or almost 10 comedians, fine female singers, and
Janet Esposito.
It was a lot of fun.
All together, but the thing was, it was great. I thought it was funny I chose at the last minute to imitate a trumpet in my bit, the comedy bit that I was doing, because I knew there would be a trumpet player later, and I said, they'll get a kick out of that because they know I'm wacky. So.
Well, sometime we'll trade some fours.
Okay. But let's have a little Yellow Taxi right now by Bria Skonberg. Here we go.
And Joni Mitchell.
Oh, and Joni Mitchell. Well, we'll give her a little credit.
A big pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. But don't it always seem to go that we don't know what we've got till it's gone? Hey, it's paradise in the foot of a parking lot. We took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And we charge other people $1.50 just to see them. We've got to lift guns and we put up a parking lot. Got to let go, and we put up a parking lot.
Wow. You're amazing. They want to know where they can get tickets to the Russian Center.
That's, I believe you can just pick those up at the door. I mean, it's a swing dance. It's really a neat thing. You know, there's a whole culture of, you know, people in their 20s to 50s and then beyond digging into this older style of music and the dances that went along with it. So it's fun that you don't have to dance if you go, but there are beginner dance lessons at 8 o'clock, and otherwise you can just watch and enjoy it.
Rudy said, brains, talent, beauty, just stop it, okay? That's so great. Yeah, you have a longer piece, but I can play my show longer after we leave, and I'm going to play your long piece, the 7-minute one.
Oh, the Gymno KD. Yeah,
I'll end with that at the end, but that was so great. But, yeah, thank you, everybody. I don't know why the sound's in and out, but this the show will be archived. If there's any problems, I'll just do it all again. So,
yeah, no problem.
You've got somebody loves you, Sharon Sharonicus. Do you have a friend named Sharon?
Because I have some Sharon friends. I'm not sure.
Well, they love you.
If it's not, then we're friends now.
Your friends now, she loves you. The Sales Professional Network in the house. Guests have been popping in and out. Clopsy's in the house saying, too bad I'm married. And someone wants to know, will you be playing in Charlotte, North Carolina? Oh, Veronica's is from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wants
to know, will you be playing there?
Yeah, I do. I've done the last couple of years at the North Carolina Jazz Festival in February. And I know I'll be there again this year. And I'm doing a workshop for kids. I'll be in South Carolina. I'll be in South Carolina in October.
So where's your next performance, Bria?
The next one in New York is on May 21st, and then that West Coast tour I'm doing.
Where May 21st? Darn, it's the night of the Obies, otherwise I'd be there.
Oh, nuts. Yeah, well, you're more than welcome to come to any of them. It's at the Hunter College Danny Kaye Play Theater.
Hunter College, nice.
Yeah, it's a really nice room, I mean, especially because it's mostly acoustic. We maybe have one mic in the front, you know, but it's
I don't know, Bucky Pizzarelli has played out, and it's a little-known place on the North Shore, and it's the South Hold High School, but it's got the most incredible acoustics.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I haven't been there yet, but I'll hopefully.
Boy, you've got a fan in Heavenly Angel. She's posting your website.
Great.
So
get
your CD.
The
most important thing to get Bria Skonberg, So Is the Day, is to go to
randomactactrecords.com, or if you go to my website, you'll find the links, briaskonberg.com. If you just Google Bria plus trumpet, you'll find me. That might be easier. Or my Facebook page, absolutely. There's links to all of it there. Schedule, and I'm doing my best to stay on top of that.
Is your schedule on there at www.briaskonberg.com?
Yes, it is, and I'm keeping it updated as much as I can. There's so many things to do.
Oh, you're on the road. You're playing. You know, this
crazy.
People, I'm predicting, this is like, you are like how people aren't scouting and making you sign contracts I don't know. It's just that you're so talented. You're so unassuming and unpretentious, and you're unusual for a musician. Hello, I'm just here to sing and fantastically play the puppet. Hello.
Well, thank you. I've recently signed with Park Avenue, a talent agency. So they're a wonderful agency that are also just really, really nice people. So they've got a huge.
Well, you should be doing everything from commercials to movies to TV shows. You should be in everything. I don't think this is the end for you. I think this is barely the beginning.
Knock on wood. I'll just keep working hard, you know, and good things will happen. And surround yourself with good people.
Everybody, I'm predicting you follow her. Go to her Facebook. Follow her. Buy her new CD, Bria Skonberg. So Is the Day. Go to Random Act Records. That's one. You could go to her website as well. Go see her live. You could buy it directly. If you're in Seattle, you could buy it directly or get it before your friends. And tell your friends.
In Portland, and I'll happily sign it for you and talk to you. And
she'll happily sign it and talk to you, or And does she want a married man? No, she doesn't, Clopsy. Get out of there. It's just been, I can't, can you believe 45 minutes has flown? But I'm going to extend my show to play your 7-minute piece. And we'll figure out what
you.
The glitch was in this. And I'll know in 10 minutes about what
sure.
the glitch was, that was why it was going in and out. But this is a testament to you, even with, look at the chat room. They're still popping in. And,
I'm watching it. Hi, everybody. I'm
I know, and I can't tell you. And so this will be archived, and people will listen to it all day long, and we'll promote it again on Facebook today.
Hi.
But
hello,
she says, Heavenly loves you, and this is fantastic, and we're going to go out. So get this. I highly recommend be the first. Be the guy that goes, hey, or gal, I discovered this great woman. You've got to hear this. Bria Skonberg, So Is the Day. Go to Random Act Records or www.briaskonberg.com and check her out. 90 seconds. British woman is harassing me, so we're going out as So Is the Day. Thank you,
thank
Bria.
You. Thank you, Nancy. Thank
and
you,
So
Nancy.
Is the Day, Bria Skonberg. You rock.